and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, yo, what the deal is? Happy New Year, happy holidays, happy all that good stuff. What's up, guys? I know it's been a minute, haven't done a show in a while, but you know how the holidays go. We close out the season. It's always so abrupt, and I'm so sorry about that because I'm never really prepared. I don't know why I'm never prepared for all the things that come at the end of the year. I know Thanksgiving. Well, first of all, it starts with my daughter's birthday. So it's my daughter's birthday. It's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. It's the new year. My birthday is just crazy. It's a lot going on. And I didn't even say welcome to the show. Welcome to Life as P. I am your host, Phoenix Ash. And as you can see, I'm a rambler. I missed you guys. So I just want to share. I just want to talk, right? I hope you did some wonderful things over the holiday season. I know the pandemic has us all kind of confused as to like, what can I do? Who can I be with? Who can I see? But some of us are making do. We're figuring it out. And some of us are just playing it safe. And that's cool too. I'm somewhere in the middle, honestly, for my birthday, which is December 16th. A couple of days later, I took a trip to Curacao, which is in the Southern Caribbean, if you're not familiar with it. And I went by myself. I took myself. I did. And I had a wonderful time. I stayed at this resort that had like a water slide. And child, I was like a big kid. I was on that water slide. Listen, I landed upside down in my tube. Like, it was just so much fun. The drinks were good. The pool was nice. It was just, the beach was awesome. It's just really nice vibes. Nice way to sort of like wind down for the year. It's been a very tumultuous year for me mentally. You know, writing has been slow, so I've been beating myself up with that. It's still kind of slow, honestly, but I'm trying to get over that hump, figure out a way so I can bring you some good stuff. You know what I mean? New year. So, you know, everybody's like, new year, new me. And then you got the other people who are like, here we go with this new year, new me. It's like, once again, I'm somewhere in the middle. I feel like the way that the years progress, right? It's a slight new. It's nothing major. We do years one by one. And when I think about my grind, when I think about the things that I want in my life, I sometimes overwhelm myself by thinking that I have to do this great overhaul. You know, I'm in a new year and everything is fresh. And, you know, this year I'm going to be, and you know, I set myself up for this huge endeavor, I guess, to make this huge turnaround and become someone different almost. And then I never executed because halfway through the year, I go, what was I thinking? I was bugging. So this year, I'm taking a different approach, or as my homie would say, the fresh approach, which is really about positivity and living your best life. So I'm going to take it easy. And when I say take it easy, you know, my grind don't stop. But rather than do a major overhaul, I think going to attempt to add new elements, but add them like, you know, it doesn't have to be major, just something new, something that shifts the tide. You know, sometimes when you watch movies, right, and you go back in time and then they say, don't touch anything or don't share information with someone or whatever. Don't interrupt what has already happened. And the slightest change can shift the whole momentum of what's to come in the future. So I'm kind of taking on that mindset instead of don't touch. I'm touching, putting my finger on something, making these small changes to try to shift the momentum of everything that's coming in the future. The things that I can control, the things that don't overwhelm me, just, you know, a slight change here, a slight change there. It's the same thing with my diet and exercise where, you know, I can have this huge commitment and like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by March and I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then come February 1st, I'm like, listen, March going to have to take me how I come because it's so big and it's so overwhelming. And although the big dream is great, but sometimes you have to break the big dream down into smaller pieces in order for it to be executed, in order for it to be fathomable, for you to be able to touch it, make it tangible, and really have an impact on it. So that's what I'm doing this year. I'm taking little notes about, you know, what can I do to change, you know, writing. Honestly, I'm just keep it 100. Writing 500 words a day sometimes is very difficult for me. So when I think about I haven't written 500 words today, I beat myself up and then it weakens my mind to the point where I really don't feel like doing it tomorrow. And then when I'm like, well, tomorrow I'm going to do 1,000 words. It's like, well, ma'am, you ain't do 500 words. So now you have double the task. And then when I don't do the 1,000 words, I'm feeling more sad and more like, oh my God, I'm failing. And then I bring that into day three. So now, you know, right now where I am, I have to meet myself where I'm at, right? Where I'm at, I'm like, I'm going to write 3 times a week. That's doable for me. I'm going to write 3 times a week. If I write more than that, great. How much I write, I don't know. It might be 3 sentences. I don't know. But I'm going to write 3 times a week. That's what I'm going to do. Because that I can feel good about doing it. Because that's what motivates me. Accomplishing something and feel good about accomplishing it. When I don't accomplish a goal that I set out, it really saddens me and slows my speed and almost pauses me to where I'm disabled. I'm disabled where I can't even, you know, get a grip and go forward and make up for lost time or lost work. So I need to not experience that. And the best way for me to not experience that is to break up the goal. And it doesn't matter what the goal is. Like writing 500 words, I know authors who's like, what? That's it? I write 10,000 words a day. I write 3,000 words a day, whatever. For me, it's not happening. It's not happening. And I gotta make it happen. So I gotta figure out how to make it happen. That's what I want for you guys. Figure out how to make it happen. Break that goal up into small pieces as many times as you need to in order to get it executed. I don't care how small the crumble is. I don't care. If that's the thing you can execute and execute consistently, do that. Do that because eventually it makes up a bigger set. It makes up a bigger hole. The cookie is coming. Keep at it. Break it up as much as you can because, and I think I've talked about this in past episodes, but you know, like we've talked about in past episodes, you know, sometimes the lesson don't stay with us or we have to be reminded or, you know, we need the lesson again until it sticks. I feel like when we learn these things and we sharpen these tools that, you know, you don't sharpen it once and then you keep on and then like you can cut, right? Like you have to resharpen it. You have to redo it. You have to clean it up some, you know, you've used it a bit. It's gotten a little dull and you forgot how effective this tool is. So now it's time to sharpen it and remind ourselves that, you know what, this tool right here, this taking things a little bit at a time, this tool is extremely effective. Let's put it into effect, but let's sharpen it. Let's use it. Let's see how it goes. So that's my thing. And that's what everything, you know, if you've listened to past shows, you know that I got a new house. I moved state. So I relocated from Delaware to Maryland, which I'm really happy about the move. My house is giving me the business Okay, I bought a house as is, and you know, it was great upon viewing and even upon inspection. But like, you know, I've had some plumbing issues, I've had a furnace issue, and these are not like inexpensive issues, right? This, it's giving me the business. But you know, I'm like, so what? It's mine. It's mine now. And you know, you want to say, the previous owner knew X, Y, and Z. It doesn't even matter. It's mine now. So I'm going to take care of what's mine. You know, if this happens 6 months down the road, I'd have to take care of it. So it's mine. I'm going to take care of it. And even with the house, I tend to, like, I was gung-ho. Like, I'm going to redo all the floors. I'm going to make the basement into, like, a little skating rink for my daughter. And slow my ass down. It's like, take it easy. You know what I did? I got the stairs recarpeted. The previous owner had a dog, and my nose is super sensitive, and I'm not a fan of dogs, nor of, I guess, certain breed of dogs have a scent, but I think like her dog was sick or something. I don't know, but it's a no for me. So I redid the carpet on the stairs from upstairs to downstairs, and redid the carpet in the base, like the basement stairs. So I got that done. Okay. I want to do the floors. I think I'm going to do the basement floor and the sunroom floor. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to take a break. And then I might do the bedroom floors. But like, you know, this huge insurmountable task. Because honestly, like, it's bleeding me right in my pockets. I'm like, yo, duh. I don't want to spend this much money. I just put money down on a house. Like, who wants to then spend all this money and then forget about, you know, the money you spend in bedding and buying new garbage cans and new utensils, and you want a fresh set of pots and pans? And no, I did not have a housewarming, so no, I got none of this as gifts. It's a pandemic. I'm real like hesitant to have like a bunch of people in my house at the same time, so I just chill. I know I was just on a plane with a bunch of people, but I was nervous the whole time. So, and again, I went on vacation by myself, so I was in a room by myself, in the pool by myself. Like, I was by myself. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't like to use people for gifts anyway. Like, I feel like it's mine, I want to take care of it, and I'm gonna get my own shit. So there's that. But yeah, so everything's new. You know what I'm saying? New address. My daughter started a new school. Very happy about that, because I don't know if I told you guys, you know, my memory's trash sometimes, but I fought for a long time. My daughter is 6 years old. She turned 6 in November. Because of her birthday being so late in the year, she was in kindergarten. And I just was kept going up to her school, like, listen, she doesn't need to be in kindergarten. You guys have tested her. She reads on the second grade level. Her math is second grade level. Like, she, it's one thing for her to be in first grade and truly advanced, but for her to be in kindergarten and a couple years ahead of them, like, it just, it doesn't make sense for her. It doesn't make sense for your teachers. She's getting bored and she's super social. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So when we moved out here, she started kindergarten. She was in kindergarten for like a week. At the end of the week, they were like, nope, we're moving her to first grade. And I was like, thank you, God. So there's a lot of new. She's making friends in her class. There's a friend that lives on our block that, you know, I'm so proud of her. She's like, I asked him if he want to go outside and play. And I'm just so proud of her that she's not shy in terms of like, listen, I want a friend and I'm going to make a friend. Like, worst you could tell me is no. I'm going to ask you, one chill after school. And I'm so proud of her for that. It's really dope. So co-parenting is hard as hell, stressful as hell. But, you know, that too, I need to take like small elements and make changes to small elements and see how that impacts the whole, because at the end of the day, we have a child together and something has to give and something has to be healthy for her. So we got to do that and move forward. There's so much, but you know, these past few weeks in particularly, I've been just looking around me and understanding that, like, my life doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be stressful. Everything doesn't have to be strained, strenuous. It doesn't have to be. It's a pretty good life I'm starting to build for myself. And I'm happy. And in order to maintain that happiness, I need to execute my goals, and I need to execute them in the way that don't depress me. For real. If I'm keeping it a buck, like, I need to do it in a way that doesn't depress me. And it has to be on my terms. That's just who I am and just how I'm built. It's going to be on my terms. I've made some friendships where I feel like the people who are in my circle are very intentional. They pour into me. I pour into them. We trust each other. We, you know, root each other on, and we're honest with each other when stuff don't look so right. You know what I mean? And I'm sure my stuff don't look so right to a lot of people sometimes, but, you know, my friends love me, offer me opinions and so forth, and let me get stuff off my chest. I love them for that. You know, I'm doing this no coffee every other day. Again, because I'm trying these small things. I realized that, you know, I didn't drink coffee my entire life. I'd started at the age of 30. And because I'm not like a natural coffee drinker, right? I need like different flavors, syrups in my coffee. And those calories add up. And my body holds on to those calories. I'm not big on exercising and stuff. I should be. I'm just not really motivated. Again, doing little things to start to push me back in that direction. But my attitude stinks when I don't have coffee. I realize I'm quite an emotional wreck, a little bit of a bitch, maybe a lot of it. But it's like so quick. I already lost a pound and I've only been doing it for like a week. And, you know, it's just making it every other day. The good thing about making it every other day is before I went down to a medium, but now I could do a large because then, you know, it's every other day and it's sort of like cutting it. I have this whole math system or whatever. Don't try to follow my logic. It's not always the best. Either way, it works. It's working for me. Just trying to apply the little steps in every area of my life so that I can build up the gusto to go for the big stuff. You know, once I get a handle on all this little stuff and I'm executing consistently, then it gets bigger, because then what looks like a little step to me is a bigger step than what I've been taking. And that's just how I'm going to manage it, at least for now. Who knows? Sheer just started. That's another thing I recognize, like, you know, I don't make this determination for what's going to happen this entire year so that I can be disappointed and depressed at the end of the year, or so that I can stress myself out all year trying to force things to come true. This is what I'm going to attempt as my process. And let's see what fruit the process yields. We'll look at it. Let's hope it yields some books. Let's hope that Savage Fever desperately needs to be finalized. It's coming. I'm like more than halfway done with it. Thank you, God. Already thinking about season two, which is like, ma'am, look how long it took you to finish season one. I'm glad y'all love me though, because I stress me out. So I can imagine if you were like really invested in what I was doing or thinking, that could be a problem. But I'm so happy to have you guys in my life. I'm so happy to receive your love and support that you consistently show me with the retweets and the messages on Facebook and the IG messages. Thank you so much. I see a little increase in book sales. I appreciate it, guys. You guys are so supportive. Thank you for reading my work. I'd appreciate it if you leave a review too. That helps me. That helps me know what elements you love, what elements you could do without. It helps me. Please don't shit on me, though. The one and two reviews, they're like stab in my heart. It's like, don't shit on me, please. But anyway, thank you so much. If you do want to support, if you're like, what books? I didn't know she was the author. What's she writing? All right. African-American drama, romance, urban fiction, all of that. You can check me out. My books are available on Amazon under the writer Phoenix Ash. I have a couple on Audible, Lord, and they're on Kindle. If you have the free Kindle app, you can download them, or, you know, you can purchase them. I think most of them are like probably like 99 cents or $1.99. It's not much. But yeah, download it, read it, get at me. Let's talk about it. We can have book discussions. I'm in a book discussion now about it, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It actually motivates me to write. When you guys get at me and want to talk to me about the books, it really motivates me to put pen to pad. So thank you. Look, I mean, you guys help me in so many ways. You don't even know. I appreciate you. I truly do. If you want to get at me on Twitter, I'm at PWrites, and that's PWRITES. Same thing for Instagram, PWRITES. I'm Phoenix Ash on Facebook. You can join my reader group, which is Phoenix's Fireflies. And fire is spelled FIYAH because I fire. But it's Phoenix Fireflies. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful start to the new year. I hope something I said resonates and you can apply it to your own life to bring out the most joy in your days, because that's what I want for you. I want you to live as many joyous days as possible. Until the next time when I can share my love and my fire, peace.